Many of the themes emerging in the early days of the session are similar to years past, fixing the state's roads and bridges and creating more jobs. But Colorado is divided politically, and as one of the few states in the country with a split legislature, it's anyone's guess as to what will get done.
Well, after the last elections, I think that being able to get everyone to be able to communicate and find out what the priorities are is going to be what's most pressing for all of us.
Mario Pons lives in Colorado Springs. He's originally from South America and became a U.S. citizen more than 10 years ago.
It's important that knowing that not only Republicans and Democrats are the ones who have the voice now in our state, being able to listen to anyone who has an opinion.
Carbondale resident Jason White shares a similar viewpoint of state government.
It is just kind of a big political game at times. I think that they have a lot of power to have leadership to stand up for the people that they represent.
White is a planner for the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority. He says the environment is at the top of his priority list.
Water, protecting water, as far as drought goes, and keeping water on the western slope. Definitely responsible oil and gas drilling, of using the resource, yet also protecting the place where we live for the future.
The environment is also on the mind of Laura Newbert. She's a comic book artist in the town of Dolores in southwestern Colorado.
Right now I'm pretty concerned about our drought conditions and trying to make sure that, you know, there's been a lot of wildfires where we have lived. It's always concerning to make sure that, like, you know, people are safe and that that's not going to become an issue that starts destroying people's property and maybe even lives.
Other residents we heard from are most worried about roads and health care. Cornelia Carpenter lives in Aspen.
Getting mass transit from the bigger urban areas on the Front Range up to the mountains is critical. I don't think it's an option anymore. I think we have to get people out of their cars.
Stay-at-home mom Andrea Stiles lives in Cotopaxi in Fremont County. She's nervous about what's going to happen with health care when President Donald Trump talks about repealing the Affordable Care Act. She had a plan on the individual health insurance market, even though she had a lot of problems with it.
Colorado tried to do a co-op with health care, which was a really great idea in theory, but they weren't able to make it successful. And I had that insurance company. When it went out of business, there were a lot of claims that were left undealt with, and it was quite a fiasco.
Retired railway safety engineer Mark Domboski from Westcliff is most worried about the next generation and how expensive Colorado is becoming.
The lack of affordable housing for millennial type people who can't get their down payments together and are stuck in the rental cycle, I think that's a tragedy, actually.
He wants lawmakers to come up with creative fixes.
Having loans that are maybe you have to qualify for, but could be paid back as part of the tax plan over your lifetime to get down payments together.
So just as we heard, the people we talked to are concerned about the environment, roads, health care, and the overall cost of living. Here's a few of the priorities outlined by state leaders.
We're already squeezing pretty much every penny out of our transportation revenue, but efficiencies can only get us so far.
We have a changing economy. We need to make sure everyone has tools to succeed, to be able to provide for themselves and for their families.
Well, the biggest budget challenge is the ever-increasing amount that we're having to pay on Medicaid and for the expansions. It's cutting into some of our other, what we feel are necessary functions of government.
That's Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham, Democratic House Speaker Chrisanta Duran, and Governor John Hickenlooper. Legislative leaders also say building more affordable housing and responding to changes at the federal level on issues such as energy and health care will be top concerns. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.